The following is a warning taken from a treatise on the religious affections in reference to any visions supposedly of Christ that a person has that they suppose is part of their conversion experience. And Edward says, the extraordinary impressions which are made on the imaginations of some persons and visions and immediate strong impulses and suggestions, as though they saw sights and had words spoken to them, may and often do beget a strong persuasion of the truth of invisible things. Though the general tendency of such things in their final issue is to draw men off from the Word of God, and to cause them to reject the gospel, and to establish unbelief in atheism, yet for the present they may and often do beget a confident persuasion of the truth of some things that are revealed in the Scriptures. However, their confidence is founded in delusion and isn't worth anything. As for instance, if a person has by some invisible agent immediately and strongly impressed on his imagination the appearance of a bright light and glorious form of a person seated on a throne with great external majesty and beauty, uttering some remarkable words with great force and energy, the person who is the subject of such an operation may be, from this, confident that there are invisible agents, spiritual beings from which he has experienced, knowing that he had no hand himself in these extraordinary effects which he has experienced. He may also be confident that this is Christ whom he saw and heard speaking, and this may make him confident that there is a Christ and that Christ reigns on a throne in heaven as he saw him, and may be confident that the words which he heard him speak are true, in the same manner as the lying miracles of the papists may for the present beget in their minds, of the ignorant, deluded people, a strong persuasion of the truth of many things declared in the New Testament. Thus, when the images of Christ in popish churches are on some extraordinary occasions made by priestcraft to appear to the people as if they wept, and shed fresh blood, and moved, and uttered such and such words, the people may be verily persuaded that it is a miracle wrought by Christ himself, and from this may be confident there is a Christ, and that what they are told of his death and sufferings, resurrection and ascension, and present government of the world is true, for they may look upon this miracle as a certain evidence of all of these things, and a kind of ocular demonstration of them. This may be the influence of these lying wonders for the present, though the general tendency of them is not to convince that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh, but finally to promote atheism. Even the intercourse which Satan had with witches, and their often experiencing his immediate power, has a tendency to convince them of the truth of some of the doctrines of religion, as particularly the reality of an invisible world, or world of spirits, contrary to the doctrine of the Sadducees. The general tendency of Satan's influence is delusion, but yet he may make some truth with his lies, that his lies may not so easily be discovered. Multitudes are deluded with a counterfeit faith from impressions on their imagination in the manner now mentioned. They say they know that there is a God, for they have seen him. They know that Christ is the Son of God, for they have seen him in his glory. They know that Christ died for sinners, for they have seen him hanging on the cross and his blood running from his wounds. They know there is a heaven and a hell, for they have seen the misery of the damned souls in hell, and the glory of saints and angels in heaven, meaning some external representation strongly impressed on their imagination. They know that the Scriptures are the Word of God, and that such and such promises in particular are his Word, for they have heard him speak them to them. They came to their minds suddenly and immediately from God without their having any hand in it.